Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So we have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we quiet ourselves before you this morning. And we ask that you are going to speak to each and every one of us and help us to understand your will and help us to do it so that we be blessed by you, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, the title of this sermon is From Christ to Sin. I mentioned about three main points. It's from holiness to holiness. As you see that when we read the scripture, especially in the book of Isaiah, we find out that the people of Israel, they are wicked and they are not holy. But we know that there's only one who's holy, is Jesus Christ. And the Heavenly Father is of holiness. So that's why I say from holiness to holiness, is the main idea number one. And then main idea number two is from cross to cross. In other words, if Jesus Christ has to carry the cross to do the will of the Father, we are his followers, we also have to carry our own cross in order to do the will of the Heavenly Father. And finally, when we do his will, eventually, we are just like Jesus Christ. We will be crowned with glory and crowned with strength. So I want to talk about who Jesus is, and who we are, and how can we be transformed in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go back to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4. Woe to the sinful nation, the people whose guilt is great, a book of evildoer, children given to corruption, and they have forsaken the Lord, that the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ, and they have spurned the Holy One of Israel, and they turned their back on him. You know, all the song that we just sang this morning, the reason why we get all this blessing is all because Jesus Christ is in us. If Jesus Christ is in us, he can turn our wickedness to become holiness. Well, take a look at Isaiah, talk about things, Jeremiah, talk about what's the true conditions of the people of Israel. If the people of Israel are wicked, how much more the Gentile? So, unfortunately, the people of Israel, they don't understand this. They don't understand this point. I want to point it out to you. Would you please turn to Matthew chapter 19? Talk about the righteous man in his own sight. He thinks he's a righteous man. I read that to you. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life?" This is the wrong question that the rich man asked. he asked the wrong question. He said, now, a man came up to Jesus and asked, teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life? And I strongly believe when he asked this kind of question, a lot of people, if they don't read the scripture, we will ask the same kind of question. A same kind of question. We think that we have to do good things in order to inherit the eternal life. Because he asked the wrong question, he thinks he can rely upon himself to have the holiness of God. Okay? So, keep on. Matthew 19, 17. Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there's only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey commandment. Now, I want to circle the word. Jesus replied, there's only one who is good. If you are good, then all you do is good. Could you please turn to your Psalm 119, verse 68. Oh Lord, you are good. All you do is good. There's only one who is good. Only one, what he does is good. Psalm 119, verse 68. I want you to write that down right beside Matthew 19. There's only one is good. And you are good. The Lord is good. What the Lord does is good. Teach us your decree. In Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah declared very clearly, no one is good. We are all corrupted. We are all wicked. And yet, there's a rich young man thinking that he's good enough to inherit eternal life by doing good. Because he didn't understand what Isaiah has said, nor did he understand what Jeremiah has said. I would like you to turn to Jeremiah, okay? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things. This heart is the heart of man. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Virtually, the rich young man did not understand that his heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. He didn't understand that. And verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart, so he knows our heart, and he examines the mind, to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deed deserves. If our heart is deceived, we not only deceive other people, and we deceive ourselves too. And if we're getting so used to doing wicked things, and how can we do good things? It is impossible for us to do good things. Jeremiah say the same thing. How can a black man change his skin to become white? How can a leopard change his spot? We cannot change that. We're getting so used to do wicked things. Very natural. We keep on doing the wicked thing and we don't realize that. Unfortunately, the rich young man, because he is rich. He thought that because I'm blessed by the Lord, I must be good. And Jesus asked him, why do you call me? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there's only one who is good. There's only one who is holy. And that's Jesus Christ. If you want to enter life, obey the commandment. Because he asked the wrong question, and Jesus gave him the answer that let him realize it. He cannot attain eternal life by his own strength. All other religions is rely upon your own strength to enter the kingdom of God. Only in Christianity is rely upon Jesus Christ to enter the kingdom of God. Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name given by the Heavenly Father to each and every one of us. By that name, we can enter the kingdom of God. Could you turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 12? This is what the Bible says. Salvation is found in no one else. Salvation is only found in our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is good, and all he does is also good. If we are wicked, all we do are wicked too. Okay, so I want you to write that down, right beside 4:12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man. By this name, we must be saved. By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we will be saved. What does it mean by this name we will be saved? We confess that we are a sinner. We confess in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in his presence before God that we acknowledge our wickedness, acknowledge our deceitfulness. And then we ask Jesus Christ to enter into our heart and ask him to forgive all our sins. Then we will become holy in his sight. All our sin does not count against us, and we become the blessed people, just like Psalm 32, verse 5. Will you please turn to it? Psalm 32, verse 5. Then I acknowledge my sins to the Lord, to the Holy One of Israel, to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I did not cover up my iniquity. I did not cover up my deceitfulness. I said, I confess my transgression to the Lord. And the Lord forgave the guilt of my sin. Once the Lord forgave your sins, I want you to write that down. You write down Psalm 32, 1 and 2. Then we become the blessed man. Four kind of blessing that we will receive from Jesus Christ. When we confess our sins, acknowledge our deceitfulness, acknowledge that no good things is within our heart, and our heart is beyond cure. Okay? It's very, very wicked. Four kind of blessings we will receive once we acknowledge our sinfulness before our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven. What the first blessing? All our sins are forgiven based upon your acknowledgement, based upon your confession, not based upon the good things that you have done. That's why salvation is found in no one else. Salvation is only found in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only holy one in God's sight. The only one. No others. I don't know whether you remember when you read Jeremiah chapter 5. The Lord said to Jeremiah, you look around in the city of Jerusalem. If you find one righteous one person who is holy, I will spare the city of Jerusalem. I will not destroy the city of Jerusalem. In other words, not even one is holy. And Jeremiah himself is in the city of Jerusalem. He himself is not even the holy one. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And yet this young rich man, thinking that he can attain eternal life, enter the kingdom of God by doing good. So that's why Jesus said, if you want to enter this way, you obey God's commandment. No one can obey God's commandment and enter the kingdom of God. Second blessing we will receive. When we confess our sins, acknowledge our sins, all our sins are covered. Covered, you write that down. We are covered by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. When God looks at us, he sees the blood has already been shed. The penalty has already been paid for. The payment has already been made by our Lord Jesus Christ. So we get the blessing. The third blessing we'll have in verse 2, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. In other words, before you confess your sins is counted against you. Once you confess it, Jesus Christ paid for your sin by dying on the cross and shed blood. Someone has died on your behalf. Then you don't have to pay for it. Someone has already paid for it. And the fourth, blessed is the one in whose spirit is no deceit, no wickedness in him. Because when you confess your sin, all your wickedness is gone. I want you to write that down right beside this blessing. Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2 is after verse 1. After you confess, after you acknowledge it, after you ask Jesus Christ to forgive all your sin, cleanse all your unrighteousness, that's why every person needs to come and humble himself before our Lord Jesus Christ and ask Jesus Christ to forgive all our sins, and all our sins will be covered, all our sins will be forgiven, no sin will come against you. Because there's no deceitfulness within your heart, you acknowledge it, you get a blessing. I want to keep on reading. Matthew chapter 19, verse 18. Which one the man inquired? The Lord said, obey the commandments. He asked which one. He should know better. The commandments that Jesus Christ talked about is the Ten Commandments. Okay? But he asked which one? Verse 18, Jesus replied, do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Will you do me a favor? You turn on to your Bible on Exodus chapter 20. Do not murder. Do not murder is the sixth commandment. You write that number six. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. That's the sixth commandment. Do not murder. And then the Bible says, do not commit adultery, is the seventh commandment. I keep on reading. And do not steal, is the eighth commandment. Six, seven, and eight. Do not give false testimony, that's the ninth commandment. Verse 16, Exodus 20, 16. And honor your father and mother, that's the fifth commandment. And then the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That is from the fifth commandment all the way to the tenth commandment. Okay? It's a summary, because the tenth commandment divided into two parts. The first four commandments is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might. That's the first four commandments. The last six commandments is love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor according to the tenth commandment, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. Because you love him, why should you covet your neighbor's house? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you won't do that. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you should not steal things from your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you should not commit adultery. If you love your neighbor, you will not murder your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, the first one you show your love and honor is to your father and mother. If we don't know how to honor our parents within our house, we do not know how to honor and love your neighbor. So if we have to pay back what our parents have done to us, first do it to your parents. Honor them, and by obeying them. And keep on seeing what Matthew chapter 19 is saying. You know what he said? In verse 20, he said, all this, from the fifth commandment all the way to the tenth commandment, all this I have kept. Now I want to stop here, the young man said. What do I still lack? Is he telling the truth? Johnny Walker, you think he's telling the truth? He said, I have done all this. Yeah. He's telling the truth. In his own sight, right? In his own mind, right? He thought, I have done all this. Unfortunately, all these things, all he's saying, is also in our mind. Before we come to know Jesus Christ, we say, we are pretty good. You know, you don't read the Bible, you say, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't gamble, I don't do this, I don't do that. I think I'm good enough, right? But not in God's sight. Alright? He said, what is still lacking? That means he's good to go. He thinks that he can enter the kingdom of God. Give that, right? He said, all this I have kept. The young man said, what do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possession and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. Circle the word perfect. Now, we are no good, so we are imperfect. If we are no good, we are imperfect, that means we are wicked. And he said that, what else do I lack? I'm good to go. But Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, only the perfect one can enter the kingdom of God. If you want to be perfect, sell everything. Sell everything and give to the poor. And then you still have to follow Jesus. Come and follow Jesus. Right beside, come and follow Jesus. You write down Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. Matthew 19 is after Matthew 16. So it's clear when Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 24 to 25, This rich young man is not around. So I read that again. Then Jesus said to his disciples, said to all his followers who come and follow him, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. This young man wants to save his life. What is his life? As far as the young rich man is concerned, his money is his life. He refused to give his money to God. Okay? So he's not perfect. Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possession and give to the poor. That is what it really means. Write down verse 21. That is what it really means in verse 19. Love your neighbor as yourself. How do I love your neighbor as yourself? Is by selling your possession and give it to the poor. So this statement varies from people to people. This statement doesn't apply to Abraham. I want you to write that down. In Genesis chapter 14, Abraham win the battle. And he become even more richer. But he said to the Lord, I don't even want this money. All those people who fight the battle with me, they can take it. Because I don't want, later on in my life, that it is the king of Sodom and Gomorrah make me rich because I win the battle. No, his riches come from the Lord Jesus Christ. So he didn't want it. You know what Abraham want? Abraham wanted a son that he didn't even have. Okay? In Genesis chapter 14. Some people thinking that money is his life. As far as Abraham is concerned, money is not his life. His son is his life. Okay? The best thing in his life is his son. So, the Lord, if money is not your concern, he will ask you to give me money. He will ask you in Genesis chapter 22, give me your one and only son. That is how he proved himself to be perfect in God's sight. You know why Abraham can give his one and only son? Because at the age of 99, he hear the blessing. He hear the promise that he will receive it a year later. He know that this son is from the Lord. If the Lord can give it to me, the Lord can take it away. When he take it away, he will give me again. No problem. Okay? He understand that. But this rich young man did not understand it. He thought it's by his own wisdom, by his own strength, he make the money. So I cannot give all my possession to the poor and sell and give it to the poor. He cannot do it. Okay? So in other words, in order to be perfect, if you want to rely upon your own strength, if you rely upon your own strength, you want to be perfect, you have to do everything. But Paul say that no one can do everything. No one. Okay? But the rich young man do not understand that. Let's go on, verse 22. When the young man heard this, because money is his life, so he went away sad because he has great wealth. I know he has great wealth, but I don't think he has greater wealth than King David. Okay? But King David, he did it. Okay? And verse 23, then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because the rich young man relied upon himself, and he wanted to rely upon himself and himself alone to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, Who then can be saved? If this rich young man did everything already and he cannot be saved, who else can be saved? Because the disciples, the followers of Jesus Christ, they were so discouraged too and say that, okay? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I want you to write that down. Right beside 19:26, Jesus said to them, with man, with your own strength, this is impossible for you to enter the kingdom of God. But with God, all things are possible. A few Bible verses, you write it down, right beside 26. I understand. You know what? When Jesus Christ made this statement in Matthew chapter 26, maybe just a year and a half that Jesus Christ started his ministry, none of his disciples had the answer for that. You know who has the answer? You know who has the answer? Well, of course, Jesus has the answer, but Paul has the answer. I want you to write that down. Okay? Write that down. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31. I read the 30 verse. It is because of Jesus Christ, it is because of God, that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Four things. When you have Jesus Christ within your heart, you receive four blessings too. Remember I talk about four blessings in Psalm 32? The first blessing is, what's the first blessing?
Transgressions are forgiven.
All your sins are forgiven. Blessing number one, all your sins are covered, not by yourself, by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. When God looked at our sinfulness, he first sees the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Payment has already been made. Full payment has been made. That blood is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews, in the Old Testament too, without shedding the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no forgiveness of sins. Because that blood has been shed on the cross. Your sins has been paid for in full. Full payment. You don't need to make any more payment. All payment has been made. So, brother and sister, I heard that. I don't know whether it is true. I remember a few years back, when we still have the Southside Church, on the Christmas day, I drive in the White Mud Freeway, there's a construction, and the sign is 50 kilometers. I just want to rush to the Southside. I got a ticket. I think I'm driving, I don't recall how much, $175. So I go to the counter, I say, I confess my sin, could you lower the payment? He say, okay, lower $30. Okay, and then I pay the payment, I go to Chin Kee and have lunch. Then $30. But I heard, now, you cannot do that now. You have to make the full payment. They have no money, no more deduction. Brother and sister, drive carefully now. okay? No more dirty bars. No more chicken gate. It's closed down too. That's bad, okay? Okay? So when the full payment is made, you're good to go. You're good to go, right? So in other words, the first blessing is all your sin has been forgiven, all your sins has been covered, has been paid for. Because the righteous take your place for the unrighteous, the sinless take the place of a sinful one, everything paid for. And on top of that, he take away the fourth blessing, he take away your deceitfulness and give you the truthfulness within your heart. And your sin does not count against you. Once the full payment has been made, the speeding ticket, fortunately, that speeding ticket doesn't count in the form because it takes a picture of me. It didn't know who is it. Okay? So don't know the merit of the point. So now we have four blessings too. When you have Jesus Christ, ask Jesus Christ to enter into your heart, you have the wisdom of God. And then you have the righteousness of God. You have the holiness of God. And you have the redemption from God. So you're good to go. Four things: wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. We don't have holiness. Now we believe in Jesus Christ, we have the holiness. We don't have any righteousness. All we do is wicked things. Jesus' righteousness becomes my righteousness. I'm a foolish man, just like that rich young man, thinking that rely upon himself, he can enter the kingdom of God. I want you to write that down. Matthew chapter 19, this rich young man, you write down this 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 30, verse 30 and 31. Therefore, it is as it is written, let him who boast in the Lord. Do not boast in your treasure. Do not boast in your money. Do not boast in what you have received from the Lord. You boast upon Jesus Christ, your wisdom, is your righteousness, is your holiness, is your redemption. Salvation is found in no one else. Redemption is found only in Jesus Christ. So make sure that within your heart you have Jesus Christ. So Jeffy, what's the main thing that you take away from my sermon so far? In order to be saved, in order to be able to enter the kingdom of God. So that's right. You mean you get the answer, David? Tell me the answer then.
Not difficult because no one is.
Wow! Mark, what did you take away from that sermon so far? No, just give me one thing. Don't say a lot. That guy tried to deceive me, you know? Just one thing. What do you mean? You want to be rich? I don't understand. No, okay. Say that one, you take it the wrong way too. It's nothing wrong to be rich and be saved. The Bible didn't say that you have to be poor in order to enter the kingdom of God. Abraham is a rich man. King David is a rich man. But that righteousness doesn't bother him. Doesn't stop him from following Jesus. Come and follow me. Right? Because God said to him, offer your one and only son in the altar in the place that I assigned. And he obeyed and come and follow me. He made it. Okay? Money is not the problem. The heart is the problem.
So what just give me one thing that you take away. You know what I mean? What's that? I give you a chance again. Because God gave me a lot of chance, you know? What one thing that you take away that you know for sure you can enter the kingdom of God? Okay. Now.
When you have to rely on God, when you're doing good, it's not good.
So, if you say you rely on God, you talk to any people that who believe in any other religion, they say the same thing, rely on God. But God is not the name. What is that name that Paul talk about? You know, if the God that you believe, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, it is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus. If that God that you believe do not encourage you to come and follow Jesus, that God is not a true God. Does it make sense? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. I want you to write that down. It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. You say, oh, I believe in Muslim. I believe in Muslim God. I believe in Buddha. I believe in Buddha God. But all these God doesn't take you to believe in Jesus Christ. Because salvation is found in no one else. Salvation is found in who? Jesus. So what did you take away so far? Who is your solution? Jesus Christ. Alright? Not Jesus. Because a lot of people, they call Jesus too. Joshua means Jesus too. He's not my salvation. He's not my righteousness. Right? Jesus Christ. Right? You understand what I'm trying to say? What's God command to us in 1 John chapter 3, verse 23? God command to all of us, all sinners, is to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. Not just Jesus. Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is my wisdom. Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is my salvation. Jesus is my righteousness. I have no righteousness. I'm a wicked person, but He gave it to me. You understand? Does that make sense? Now I go back. I cover point number one. From Christ to Satan. Only Jesus is holy. No other one. Only Jesus is the whole holy. And He gave His holiness to me. So Jesus Christ is my wisdom. You know that? You become a wise man. You don't know the answer? You are a foolish man, just like the witch man. Does it make sense, Johnny Walker? I'm going too fast, no use. Because people don't take it. Alright? Ronald, did you take it? What's the one thing you take away from this one? Follow Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ, right? That's good. Now in conclusion. Christ was called the Holy God in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. Christ Christ is also called the Holy One of Israel. Only He is holy. Only He is good. And all He does is good. And Jesus Christ is also called the branch of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 4 verse 2. In Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1, Jesus Christ was called a branch of Jesse. What do you mean by branch? A tree has a lot of branches. The branch comes off a tree. So, if Jesus Christ comes from the Lord God Almighty, so that's why He's my Lord. From the same tree, from the same God. So in other words, that's a mystery. Jesus Christ not only in the Old Testament called what? He is the branch of the Lord, that is the son of the Lord. And he is also the branch of Jesse. Jesse is the father of David. So that's why on earth people call Jesus son of David. Son of David, that's what it means. Son of David means the branch of Jesse. Does that make sense? So Jesus is not every Jesus. He has come from Jesse. Jesse gave birth to David. David later on gave birth to Jesus. That Jesus. So in other words, in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ is not only the branch of the Lord, he's the son of the Lord, he's also what? The son of David. Everybody say? Amen. So keep going. Christ was also called the Holy One of God. Because Peter said, you have the word of eternal life, and you are the Holy One of God. In Isaiah say, he's the Holy One of Israel, is the same as the Holy One of God. And you're the son of the living God. And you're the son of David. Okay? Now, all of us are called children of God. And we are called the same. And we are called to be holy. So from holiness to holiness, from Christ to all the same, it's all because of Jesus Christ. You say you believe in God, every religion say they believe in God. But if that God does not take you to believe in Jesus Christ, then God is a false God. It is because of God you are in Christ Jesus. It is because of God's word, because of God, He moved you to believe in Jesus. You understand? So we finish it now. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you gave Jesus Christ the holiness, and you gave us the same kind of holiness. And help us to prepare ourselves to clothe with Jesus, to clothe with the full armor of God, so that we can fight the good fight. We know what we are and what we have done before. We ask that you forgive all our sins. We acknowledge our iniquity, our wickedness, and our transgression. By confession, you forgive, you cover, you do not count against us. You give us a new heart. No more deceitfulness within us, because we acknowledge. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us this holiness, righteousness, wisdom, and redemption. We give you thanks for what you have done. We continue to come and follow. We don't want to follow the rich young man. Rely upon himself. No one can rely upon himself and be saved. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.